Welcome everybody to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Sino Evil here. Let's get right down to it. Today is the eve of AEW Grand Slam from Arthur Ashe Stadium, Queens, New York. Anybody in the area going to the show, or even if you're not going to the show and you just happen to be in the area, pre-party, 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock at Cheap Shots at 14905 Union Turnpike in Queens, New York. Come and join us, $3 shots, $5 whiskey, $5 wings. Come see me, Davey Portman, Dickie Bird, maybe Fire Frank might show up. You never know who might show up. You might see some surprising faces from the post and up next universe. But like I said, let's get right down to the actual shows here. Starting with AEW Dark Elevation, we actually have Ian Riccaboni on commentary for the entire show with Daddy Magic Matt Menard. So Ian making his dark commentary debut here, and I actually love to see this. I wouldn't mind seeing more different voices, I guess, being heard on all these different shows from AEW, and why not with Riccaboni being one of the best out there. Zach Clayton starts off defeating Conan Lycan. Clayton was announced as originally from Albany, but now resides at the Jersey Shore, as this taping was from Albany, so of course he gets booed for this. Then Riccaboni mentions how Lycan actually was trained by Seth Rollins, so we get a Seth Rollins mention here on AEW. Lycan was hanging in there, but Clayton was able to spin him out from a torture rack for the pin. Next match, we have Nyla Rose defeated Becca extremely quickly with the Beast Bomb. And then after the match, Marina Shafir cut a promo where she talks about, a little bit confusing, she talks about how Albany knows her and she was raised here, but the crowd wasn't having it. And then she kept saying, you know me. Then she looked in the camera and says, you don't know me. And she started kicking the ropes. Her hat was nice. She definitely tried to show some emotion and anger. I don't think this really hit, unfortunately. We go to the next match. Private Party defeated Aggro and Danger Kid, who go by MSP in the Indies. They get the pin on Aggro after hitting Gin and Juice. Sky Blue defeated Chica Clara Carreras. Carreras making her debut, but I recently saw her wrestling against Scarlett Bordeaux at the MLW Battle Riot show that we still haven't seen on TV yet. Blue is able to stop her quickly with what she now calls the Skyfall, which is like her flatliner finishing move. We go to the Ring of Honor World Six-Man Tag Team Champions. Haven't seen them in a while. Dalton Castle and the boys defeated the team of Bougie, Rick Recon, and Omar. Easy work here with Castle pinning Bougie after the Bangarang. Frankie Kazarian is able to defeat Jorah Joe in a pretty good match with the Chicken Wing submission. Mascara Dorada, the former Grand Metalik, making his AEW debut here, defeated Serpentico. A quick but fun match here with Dorada winning after hitting the Dorada driver. And the main event here, The Butcher and the Blade defeated Liam Davis and Mike Anthony. Easy win here with Drag by the Lake. Butcher and the Blade, being from nearby Buffalo, got a pretty good reaction. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark. This is from the Universal Studios set of tapings. It starts with Dark Order's Alex Reynolds and John Silver defeated Zuka and Alexander Moss, with Reynolds getting the pin with a jackknife. Emi Sakura defeated Avi Bro with a top rope moonsault press. The Trustbusters, Ari Davari, Slim J, Parker Boudreaux defeated Marcus Cross, Mike Magnum, and GKM. The best part about this was that they showed a woman in the audience who was cheering way too hard for the Trustbusters, and Taz and Excalibur just lost it with the way the fan reacted, asking if that was Slim J's sister, and just probably the funniest part of the show. It made me legit like rewind and watch it a couple times. It's on my Twitter if you want to check it out. But dominant win here with Davari pinning Magnum after hitting a frog splash and being taken out by Parker. Anthony Ogogo defeated Luke Curtis extremely quickly by knockout. And after the match, Ogogo cut a promo, a real passionate promo here, say that he's been fighting for his life ever since the day he was born when he was being choked by an umbilical cord. And then he just kind of calls out any some real competition here. And if he doesn't get real competition, he will go fight somewhere else. I would definitely check this out. This is probably one of the best promos I've seen in AEW Dark. Maybe even AEW, especially for somebody who hasn't really been on the mic too much. Next match, Zach Clayton defeated Barry Morales. Again, another wacky scenario here as Clayton gets into it with a fan ringside, wearing a green Chicago Bulls jersey, which just confused Taz a lot, to the point where Taz is like, what the hell is going on Dark tonight? But Clayton gets the easy win on here, and then after the match, he cuts a promo saying that he is a superstar, and he's just getting started. Marina Shafir defeated La Rosa Negra. Rosa hasn't appeared on AEW since late 2021, but Shafir is able to stop her and win by submission with Greedy. Madison Rayne defeated Viva Van with a vicious-looking crossroads, but Excalibur called it the Cross Reigns, and then after Rayne cut a promo saying that she's here to teach this women's division and flip it upside down. Kylan King is able to defeat Sahara 7 in dominant fashion with the pump handle flatliner. Tony Nese and Josh Woods defeated Balian Aki and Ryan Matthews. Strong showing from Nese and Woods as Woods pins Matthews after the Olympic Slam neckbreaker combo. Sunny Kiss defeated Joe Ocasio. Kiss gets the win after some distraction from the Trustbusters, followed by Kiss raking the eyes and hitting a corkscrew enziguri for the win. In a main event here, Matt Sydal defeated JD Drake. Nice main event here, with Sydal hitting the lightning spiral for the win, and after the match, Sydal gets attacked by Anthony Henry and JD Drake, so I'm sure Sydal will get a tag team partner to go off against the Work Horsemen. We go to Impact Wrestling, starting with Before the Impact. Yuri Uemura defeated Raj Singh with a top rope crossbody. Onto the main show, Mike Bailey defends the X Division Championship against Mascara Dorada. This is a fantastic non-stop 8-minute match here. Definitely check it out. Probably my match of the week here. But Bailey gets the pin after hitting the ultimate weapon, and after the match, Kenny King comes out and attacks Bailey until Dorada runs him off. We get another Violent by Design segment with Diener attacking a new recruit for calling him Eric Young, and basically he was saying that his real name is The Designer, and everybody should call themselves Violence. So whoever didn't say that was getting attacked by this. So duly noted if I ever run into these guys. Scott D'Amore tells Mike Bailey in the back that at Victory Road, he'll defend the X Division title against Delirious, and there'll also be a triple threat revolver match with Trey Miguel, Kenny King, Black Tor Roos, Laredo Kid, Alex Zane, Yuri Uemura, Mia Yim, and Frankie Kazarian. We go to Black Tor Roos and Crazy Steve defeated Moose and Steve Macklin. This match was pretty short as Moose was arguing with a fan. This distracted Macklin, who got rolled up by Tor Roos for the pin. Sammy Callahan appeared in the crowd after, and they showed a hacked video of Moose saying that he was going to turn on Macklin, but Macklin said that he didn't care about this, and there's nothing that can split them apart. So, of course, Callahan shows a video of Macklin talking about him turning on Moose. This called Macklin and Moose to start brawling, and then Callahan gets involved and takes them out with his barbed wire baseball bat. We go to Rosemary, Jessica, and Taya Valkyrie, who are backstage, and Rosemary says that Jessica still needs to prove herself, and Taya says that she has an idea. Killer Kelly defeated Alicia Edwards. Tasha Steelz is on commentary. Kelly wins easily with the killer clutch. After the match, Savannah Evans and Tasha try to go after Kelly, but she takes their chair and stops them from doing so. We see this pretty funny video hyping up that Joe Henry is coming to Impact Wrestling, so I'm looking forward to that. Matt Taven and Mike Bennett of Honor No More defend the Impact World Tag Team Championships against Josh Alexander and Rich Swann, winning by disqualification, as Honor No More kept trying to interfere behind the ref's back, but when Heath comes out, he takes out Taven. The referee does see that and calls for the disqualification. Jordynne Grace was backstage, still looking at the papers from last week with Masha Slamovich, with all the sayings that she put back there. And then Johnny Swinger and Zicky Dice come in with the biggest pizza I've ever seen and say that Max the Impaler is the poison that Masha has picked as Grace's opponent for Victory Road. Dice says that Masha was going to kill Jordan, so Jordan takes one of these giant slices of pizza and smacks him in the face with it. Heath tries to apologize to Josh Alexander and Rich Swann backstage as Scott D'Amore comes in and makes a match for them three versus Eddie Edwards and OGK at Victory Road. Mickie James defeated Hi Ann. Hi Ann is a local wrestler who's appeared on AEW Dark. I think she trained at Booker T's wrestling school in Houston. She's also appeared on Ring of Honor and Monday Night Raw. But James is able to continue her journey by beating Hi Ann quickly with the Mick DT. After the match, Giselle Shaw comes out and challenges James to a match at Victory Road. We get another segment of Vincent trying to brainwash PCO. If you have a chance, listen to the podcast with myself, PCO, and Steve Fingerstyles, wherever you get your podcast. Nice little interview that we did with him. Brian Myers cut a promo about next week's ladder match against Bhupinder Gujjar, while of course standing on top of a ladder. The Motor City Machine Guns defeated the Good Brothers. It's hard to believe it's the first time that these two teams have had a straight-up tag team match, and a really good match from these four, with Chris Sabin pinning Carl Anderson after Motor City Machine Guns hit Skull and Bones, and after the match, the crowd chanted for both these teams as all four embraced to close the show. We go to Women of Wrestling. Yes, this is going to be the show that I guess replaces NXT UK, at least for the time being, with the debut show here that I was able to catch. So we have AJ Mendez, the former AJ Lee, on commentary for this show, along with David McLean and Stevie Dickey, not Dickey Bird. And then a couple of audio issues and choppy editing throughout the show, but that should be expected, I guess, for a show like this. But as far as the matches go, so a lot of unfamiliar names here, as we have the Tonga Twins, Chaos and Kona defeated Chantilly Chella, who has like this EDM gimmick, and Randy Rabra, who has a cheerleader gimmick. This is part of the WOW Tag Team Tournament, and the Tonga Twins get the win with a Samoan Drop neckbreaker combo. We go to Candy Crush, who has a boxer gimmick, defeated Coach Campanelli with, you guessed it, a coach gimmick, and she wins with a right hook. But I have to say, for Crush, I've never seen her before. I was actually really impressed with her from what I saw here. Vivian Rivera, who I guess has like a graffiti type gimmick, defeated BK Rhythm, who is a female rapper. She even spit a freestyle before the match, but Vivian is able to defeat her with a roll-up. In the main event here, the WOW World Champion, The Beast, defeated Adriana Gambino. Gambino actually did recognize is Valentina Rossi, who's been in AEW, as well as NXT, and has that same sort of mafia gimmick. The Beast is able to win with The Beast Bomb. So overall, first impressions from this show. It's a lot of the wacky gimmicks that are still there from the past incarnations of Women of Wrestling, but I have to say that the actual in-ring content has been improved a lot, with these matches going all over 5 minutes or so. So I'll definitely keep watching this show for the time being. We go to NWA USA. We have two national title tournament qualifier matches with Thrillbilly Silas defeated Anthony Mayweather with a Thrill Ride Sidewalk Slam, and Chris Adonis defeated Caprice Coleman by submission with a Master Lock. We also had Kerry Morton defeated AJ Kazana with a Jumping Knee, and then Jack Stane was interviewed talking about possibly leaving the company and go somewhere better. We go to NWA Power. We have a national title tournament semifinal match as Dak Draper defeated Brian Myers with an O'Connor Roll. Bully Ray gets interviewed and says that he couldn't find a tag team partner for tonight's main event, as the person that he asked didn't want to wrestle against his match against Knox and VSK later for today. We get another semifinal match as Chris Adonis defeated Magic Jake Dumas, making him pass out to the Master Lock. Church's Money was backstage, where Black G says that he was a bit upset at Tyrus vacating the TV title and going after the world title, but regardless, he'll still be the next world champion. Marche Rocket defeated Eric Jackson and Joe Ocasio in a three-way match, pinning Jackson after hitting the rocket kick. And then Bully Ray was initially by himself taking on Mike Knox and VSK in a handicap match, but Tom Latimer came out at the very end to be his partner, and he comes in and hits the Brighter Side of Suffering on VSK for the win. We go to NXT Level Up. Ivy Nile and Tatum Paxley defeated Sloan Jacobs and Erica Yan. Paxley is still wearing her face mask from sustaining the injury from sparring with Nile. Erica Yan with a little bit of a different look during her entrance, and then Paxley gets a pin on Jacobs after hitting an assisted top rope splash. We go to backstage, where Kelly Kincaid is with Bronco, Nima, and Lucian Price, who talk about growing up together, but Duke Hudson interrupts them as they have a match coming up. I have to point out that Bronco is wearing his really nice Protect Your Neck Records shirt, so I'm not sure where he got that. And onto the match, Duke Hudson defeated Bronco Nima. Good effort from Nima, who is popular with the crowd here, but Hudson is able to stop him with a big boot for the pin. In a main event here, Indy Hartwell, making her first appearance on the Level Up, defeated Amari Miller after hitting a spine buster. We go to New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong. Peter Avalon, making his long-awaited New Japan debut, defeated Adrian Quest here. Good showing from Avalon, winning with the Martinis. Tom Lawler and JR Kratos defeated Jordan Cruz and Cody Chun. Lawler making his return to Strong after his appearance at the G1 Climax. But Kratos gets the pin on Chun after hitting Most Feared. And the main event here, Bullet Club's Hikuleo, Chase Owens, Juice Robinson, and Jay White defeated Roppongi Vice, Taylor Rust, and Kushida. Trent Barreto making his strong debut here, teaming up with Rocky Romero. This match was real fun and fast, with Hikuleo having the match pretty much won, but Jay White asked to be tagged in as he pins Taylor Rust after hitting the Switchblade. And then after the match, they continue to brawl. Taiji Ishimori was there, so he joined in and started taking out Kushida. And then after the match, White cut a promo calling out Tama Tonga, as we cut to Hikuleo, who looks a little bit conflicted with this. WWE main event, R-Truth defeated Akira Tozawa. R-Truth dedicated this match to his favorite actor from Daddy's Home 2, being John Cena. And he wins, of course, with the attitude adjustment. And a couple of different things on main event here. So for the main event here, which is Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, they actually had a couple backstage segments. The first one being like one of those old school looking promos where you're kind of standing in front of a back screen. And this was Shelton Benjamin. Pretty much like straight out of the 80s, the way this was set up. A pretty good promo here. And then we go to Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali, as Alexander tells Ali that he wants to win this alone, as Ali looked a little bit confused from this. On to the main event, Shelton Benjamin defeated Cedric Alexander with Pater in a really, really good match here. I would definitely check this out. And after the match, Ali came to check to console on Cedric, but Cedric kind of pushed him off, so I'm not sure what's going on with these two. It looks like they're having a little storyline on main event. The WWE Network Edition of the Week was an episode of WXW Dead End, ICW Wits Akurin, and Progress Wrestling Chapter 140. Again, if you're going to be going to Grand Slam and you want to hit up Cheap Shots, I will see you there. If not, I'll see you at the show. Regardless, hope everybody has a safe and fun time at Grand Slam. That is it for me this week. See you guys next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.